You're listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, brought to you by Exmark Manufacturing. 30 years of pioneering spirit and innovation have resulted in legendary durability, all-day comfort, and unmatched cut quality. Go check them out at Exmark.com. And Crest Commercial, introducing the 8-Minute Cyber System, the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in commercial battery-powered OPE. Professional landscapers can now replace their gas powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. For more information or to find a Crest dealer near you, visit Crest.com. You're listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, the weekly show sharing proven methods and systems in marketing, equipment, and customer service. Educational and motivational to help make your lawn care business an overwhelming success. Now, here's your host, Julio Tomei.
Welcome, Lawn Care Nation, to another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. I'm your host, Julio Tomei, and this is episode number 457 entitled Boredom and Burnout. Well, hello, everybody, and thanks again for joining me this week on another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. Really appreciate you guys tuning in each and every weekend, of course, for the questions, comments, feedback that you guys have been sending through. I really do appreciate that. And my, oh my, what a week I've had. You heard last week's episode. I was coming down with something. I was feeling a bit sick, having to clear my throat and stuff, and it went from bad to worse throughout the past week. And by Thursday evening, it was had escalated to like fever and cold sweats and not being able to sleep at night, and it was just went to like a chest full blown, like chest type cough, trying to hack up stuff out of my lungs and things. So it was a pretty tough week, especially with all of the mowing to do and to get through when, you know, you're trying to catch your breath with your lungs just full of mucus and liquid, it felt like, and stuff like that. So as you can tell, I'm still clearing my throat, still dealing with that particular illness that I was last week, but definitely on the better side of it now. Like I say, I think it was like the sort of climax part of it. The worst stage of it was Thursday evening going into Friday morning. That sleep there was just brutal to get through that, and that was, I think, part of it. Like my daughter was sick as well, but she didn't get quite as bad as me, and I think it was just because of the timing of it, going into the lawn care season, and you know, the first few weeks is always you know, much more difficult than the rest of the season once you get into the groove of things, get into the pace of things and stuff like that. So, you know, just sort of that adjustment from the winter off season to the regular season and mowing and all that, where you're going from like 0 to 100 overnight, basically, once the season starts. I think, you know, definitely took a toll in terms of just body and fatigue and tired and stuff. So then when an illness was introduced, you know, a cold, common cold introduced, it took a much greater toll on me, just because I think that that stage is just being really tired and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so it was a very challenging week to get through. And again, just like last week, I apologize for my throat and trying to kind of clear it and stuff throughout the episode. But it's just one of those things, right, that you got to get through and go on with. But yeah, it was one of those things. But it's, you know, everything is a lesson, right? Everything is something that you can pull something from. And this is one of those things where, you know, I've had many illnesses before. I've had many challenging times before. And if you're thinking about starting a lawn care business, you're thinking about going into business for yourself, this is one of those downsides, especially if you are a solo operator like I am. I talk about, all of the sort of positives and things like that of being a solo operator. I talk about how I don't have any sort of desire to have employees and things like that. And that is all true. That is all, you know, just the way I am. I prefer to be by myself. I prefer to be mowing on my own and working on my own. I enjoy the freedom of that, if you can understand what I'm talking about when it comes to that, just because how I'm wired and, you know, working and stuff like that, just how it is, how I can get, start, you know, if I need to start early, I'm not waiting for an employee to come or things like that. I'm not having to stop for lunch. I can work through the day. I can just, you know, change things on the fly as I need and go. That's the type of freedom that I'm talking about. Now, of course, the freedom that isn't afforded when you're a solo operator, of course, is the freedom of being able to stay home when you're sick and letting your employees handle the day for you, putting your trust in them. When you're a solo operator, you don't have that part of it, right? So that is a trade-off there. And I've gone through plenty of ups and downs in my business in that regard. Sometimes at the worst times, I think back to many times dealing with gout that I've developed later here in the last about 10 years or so that I've been dealing with gout. And there's been some times where, if you know anything about gout, and I'll just kind of briefly explain it for people that don't know. I remember actually when I was first started mowing lawns, I had a customer that told me they had gout, and I had no idea what that was. They were an elderly elderly lady client. She told me she had gout. And, you know, like I said, I had never heard of it before, didn't know what it was, so didn't really, you know, have two thoughts about it. It was only later on in life when I got gout or developed gout myself that I looked back and kind of remembered that conversation and was like, oh, poor lady. Like, now I understand what you were going through at the time. So essentially, gout is a buildup of uric acid crystals in your bloodstream that come predominantly from eating meat and proteins and things like that. And normally your, I believe it's your liver or your kidneys, filter those out. But when there's, if your liver or kidneys is overtaxed, and they can be overtaxed for certain things, you can be overweight and things like that, that make those organs not work as efficiently and create, you know, imbalances, some of those crystals slip through and get back into the bloodstream, where they, and these crystals, when viewed under a microscope, look like jagged, razor edged blades, sort of thing. So they float around your bloodstream and they start to collect, at, joints, wherever your bones have, certain joints. When one sort of gets stuck on something, others that pass by get caught on that one, and it slowly starts to build up. And over time, it actually starts to push your bones apart, push the joints apart, which becomes excruciatingly painful. So there were times where, you know, I would develop gout, and usually it'll be, it's best described as normally starts in like your large toe of a foot is a very common spot for it, but it can develop in any joint. And it can best be described as the pain being the same as a broken bone, is what it feels like. It's excruciating. Pain. You can't touch it. You can't, you know, do pretty much anything with it. So that's why I say, you know, when I think about my customer, you know, years ago telling me that she had gout, that I think like, oh, wow, like that's just, you know, now I understand what you went through because I'm going through it now. So there's been days in past years that I've talked about on the podcast, that I've talked about on Instagram, things like that, like where I'm home and, you know, it's a mowing day, but I'm stuck. Like I can't move sort of thing, right? The pain is just way too painful. I wake up in the morning and there's days where the gout is so bad that I wasn't able to walk. I literally would keep crutches in my bedroom for those days, there would be, you know, that pain, and I would like hop on one foot to the closet and dig out the crutches or have somebody bring me the crutches, depending on how bad it is. Or sometimes I would have to like get on the ground and crawl with my foot in the air or whatever depending on where the pain was, and to get to the crutches so that I would have. And I remember like thinking, because I would get up in the morning and it'd be like, you know, 6 a.m. and I would normally start to go mow lawns at like 9. So I'd be thinking like, how the heck, I'm on crutches. I can't even put my foot on the ground. How the heck am I going to go out and mow lawns in like, you know, 3 hours or whatever the case may be. And it's like, I would just start, you know, taking painkillers or gout medicine and things like that to try to ease the inflammation and all that sort of stuff. And there was times where I would be taking naproxen and be taking like so much of it just to numb the pain. And it would be just enough by the time that like the 2 or 3 hours passed where, you know, it was like 9 o'clock or whatever the case may be. And it's time for me to, you know, start mowing lawns and stuff like that, that it would be just, you know, numb enough that I could start walking on it. Still very difficult. Wouldn't be like a normal walk. I'd be limping pretty badly. But I wouldn't need crutches, sort of thing. And it was just because it was just so many painkillers trying to numb it down. And, you know, there's been times like that where I've gone through and it's like you have to go. Who's going to mow the lawns? And it's not like I can, you know, magically push pause on the lawn's growth of all my clients' lawns and have them kind of hold and wait for me to get better. And then I'll mow them at that point. They're going to continue growing. They're going to start getting unruly. So I got to get out there. I got to do it. On top of the fact that it's growing season, like, you know, winter time, you're not earning a paycheck if you're just doing mowing and stuff like that. Through the winter time when everything's dormant and, you know, you're shut down for the season for that sort of stuff. So when the growing season finally hits, you got to get out there. You got to get to it and mow those lawns. So there's no excuses. So that is the downside, of course, of being a solo operator, is those times where, you know, I had to just go and do it regardless, right? off the top of my head, I'm trying to think off the top of my head if there were ever any times where I did have to like skip lawns, and I'm pretty sure that I probably did, although all of my memories, everything that I've can think of is that I was always able to mow lawns, albeit painfully, albeit, you know, limping and much slower and suffering through the day to get it done. But I'm trying to think if I've ever had it so bad that where like the painkillers didn't even work. And I can't remember off the top of my head if I ever had to like postpone a day or whatever. I'm trying to think, but yeah, I don't know, if that was ever the case. I think painkillers had always numbed it enough where I could at least, deal with the pain a little bit, you know, and like I said, awkwardly walk and that sort of stuff. But that's, you know, one of those things. And this past week with, you know, the cold, that I got, being an issue was much the same. I was, like I said, just really tired. I think it just hit me harder. And then, of course, having to go to work on top of it just compounded the issue of having to go and cut lawns and all that sort of stuff and get through a whole bunch of lawns on my own and get those done was a challenging time in the past week. I had a brief Instagram conversation with somebody else, a fellow lawn care person, and they were telling me that they had been feeling burnt out, and it led to some anxiety, it led to some other issues as well, that they weren't able to sleep, that they were a bunch of things coming up. And I'm trying to think about the conversation without revealing too much. Basically saying that every night was harder and harder to sleep, and then that they hit like full anxiety and some paranoia and things like that. And then they were finally able to get some sleep, and that they are realizing that over time that they can't expect to be going 100 kilometers an hour and super productive forever. And that they need to take better care of themselves. So because that's something that I think is probably pretty prevalent with people, especially solo operators, but not just solo operators. I would imagine, owners that have employees as well can have, different issues. When I think about people that I know that have employees and some of the issues that those, things can arise when you have jobs booked and things like that, and employees calling in sick, and now you're expecting to do, get certain jobs done, and now, it's all left on your shoulders when, it's different if you're a solo operator because I'm booking the work for me to do. When you have employees, you're hopefully booking more work than just one person can handle. You're hopefully doing work that multiple people can handle. So to make, obviously, the investment of having employees, the return investment of having an employee pay off, right? You want to be able to do more than what you could on your own. So when you have that sort of booked out, and maybe projects and whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're working on, and now people call in sick, and now it's, left on your shoulders to do, and it's more than what you can handle on your own, in that scenario, and may then affect other jobs in the case of like projects or mowing and stuff like that. If you can't get it all done by yourself, because it's, normally the work that takes, a two-man crew or a three-man crew to do, and now it's back to a one person or whatever the case may be, that can raise a lot of, stress levels, the anxiety and all that sort of stuff. As you try to work that out, you try to, figure out those types of things, and burnout can be very, very real. Now, even on its with a solo operator, I have, this is my 19th season in business, and there's been at least, I would say, there's been at least two times in the past. One very serious time in the past where I was basically done with lawn care and was ready to move on to something different. I'm just going to take a quick break, and then we'll get into that right after this. So stay tuned. In lawn care today, with the right equipment, you can do jobs quickly and correctly. Hi, Jonathan Guineri here. As a product manager at Z-Turf Equipment, I'm focused on innovations that help you get jobs done faster without sacrificing the quality your customers expect. From our acclaimed Z-Spray spreader sprayers to our Z-Aerate line and beyond, you can do more in less time. Visit ZTurfEquipment.com today to learn more about our innovative line of products.
Cress is leading the transition from gas-powered lawn equipment for professional use with the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in battery-powered OPE. The Cress 8-Minute Cyber System allows Cress-made 60-volt batteries to fully charge in 8 minutes or less. Now, professional landscapers can replace their gas-powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. And with a full line of equipment benchmarked against gas-powered products, landscapers can finally take charge of their business and make the switch to battery. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit Cress.com. Cress, we power the professionals.
Okay, so as I was saying previous there, there was a couple of times in the past that I can remember, one more specifically, where I was pretty much done with lawn care. And it was just, there's a lot of different factors, and you know, they're all going to be different for everybody. It's one of those things for me. The biggest thing I think for me is always, the challenge that's challenging is always the weather, is a big one. Dealing with the amount of rain here, where you're having to mow in the rain and all that sort of stuff, can be just absolutely relentless at times. You know, I would say we've got like sort of the toughest mowing conditions probably in North America, if you're here in the Pacific Northwest, in terms of because of that rain. And I would say it's what makes testing equipment here so good, is because of those challenging conditions in that rain, because of course mowing wet grass is probably one of the most challenging things that you can do. So I always say if a piece of equipment can make it here and does well in the conditions here, it'll do well anywhere. Of course, there's other tough mowing conditions, as I've talked in previous episodes about, you know, extreme heat and stuff, but that's more of a condition, although it can be a condition that can affect equipment. Particularly, you know, I've heard some complaints from some people in really hot areas with battery equipment of just, you know, batteries shutting down and stuff because of the heat and things like that. But it's more, I would say, an issue to do with, you know, a person physically having to mow in, you know, extreme heat and stuff, where here in the Pacific Northwest, it's both the physical part of it. It's that mental part of it, to be out in the cold, in the rain, in the wet, all the time. And it doesn't matter what rain gear you have, it makes no difference, because, you know, if you've got cheap rain gear, then you're getting wet through the rain gear. It's going to work its way through the seams and things like that, the stitching and all that sort of stuff, when you're out there for long enough. And if you have really good rain gear, it might, you know, prevent the rain from getting to you. But because of the physical nature of mowing lawns and the work required, because, you know, rain gear is not breathable, you're going to be equally soaked, but it'll just be in your own sweat, versus, you know, being wet. Either way, you're cold and you're wet. So it's that physical toll that it takes, but then also sort of the toll on machines to be able to have to work with wet grass and, you know, clogging decks and all that sort of stuff. And then the extra mess it makes and clumps falling on driveways and having to, and green grass juice, you know, everywhere. It's just one of those things. And because it's so relentless and day after day after day that, you know, there is no rain days. There is no, hey, I'm going to, you know, wait for the, you know, till tomorrow to mow. Well, it might keep raining the entire week. It might, you know, and what are you not going to mow in the middle of the spring when things are growing like crazy? You're going to leave it for another week. It's just, you know, I always say if you can't mow in the rain in the Pacific Northwest, then you don't have a business. It's just not the reality here. And the reality here is rain. So it is what it is. Wet grass is a daily occurrence. Even when it's not raining, the grass is, it seems to be always wet. It's just in the, like, you know, maybe in the afternoons once, you know, the dewy and the wet and all that stuff is sort of dried off, if it's a nice day, or in the sort of that summer, time period, July, August, that you don't have to worry about that. But the rest of the year, there's always some time, some form of wet grass moisture that you're dealing with, it seems. So, because of those challenges and stuff, burnout for me, has always been, one of those things with burnout. The other thing, of course, is just managing calls, emails and all that stuff from clients. From prospective clients, I'm always trying to, you know, tweak the system, tune, you know, those little things on the website, trying to direct people to the website to, you know, request an estimate and to leave me their information there. I don't want to be talking on the phone to people just because of this. The amount of time it takes, it just all adds to it, right? It all adds to that workload, to that extra time, to that, burnout sort of sensation, to all that sort of stuff, that overwhelming feeling of just so much going on that you want to, you know, take care of. Like that, person that I was having a conversation with saying that, you know, they have to kind of realize that if they can't go 100, you know, miles an hour or whatever the case may be, all the time, it just doesn't work. You have to, pace yourself. You have to, one of the things for me that really kind of helped, me, and I've talked about this, I think I've said this on the podcast before, that really, when I was really considering, this is before I started the podcast, and it was actually, you know, a year or two before and all that sort of stuff, that I was actually really thinking about, that was like the biggest sort of, burnout period for me, where I really thought I was going to, shut down and do something different and, kind of go in a different direction. And what helped me, and I've said this before, is I was just on YouTube one night. I remember this, and it was in the off season, and I was just contemplating, like, you know, the upcoming, you know, next season or whatever the case may be, and thinking about, you know, options of what I wanted to do. Did I want to continue? Did I want to shut down the business and all that sort of stuff? And I came upon, I don't even think I was searching for lawn care or anything like that. Like, I think it just kind of popped up. And it was a Keith Kalfas video. And, you know, just started watching this kid, you know, talking about, you know, his landscaping employee trap web, YouTube channel. And he was talking about business and all that sort of stuff. And his enthusiasm for landscaping, and pricing jobs and things like that, really clicked for me. I think the reason it really helped kind of pull me out of that slump that I was in for me, the burnout and feeling and all that sort of stuff, and just that sort of, because it's so easy to get overwhelmed with that of, you know, working so hard, of going through those motions of, for me, the weather and things like that, for other people, you know, all different, whatever the reason is where you feel burnout, where you feel so exhausted and tired and you just want a break, you just want to rest, you just want, you know, to have some normalcy. That's the other thing, like people think with the business, you know, that it's, I talk about the freedom all the time. I talk about all that, but it can't, that can't be confused with, you know, a lot of people get, when you own a business, it doesn't turn off. When you're self-employed, it doesn't turn off. It's 24/7. Now you may, obviously, you know, you can kind of manage that. Like I've said, I've tried to, get those systems in place to try to manage those things, but your brain is always going. It's always thinking about that next thing, that, you know, next marketing idea, that next sort of thing. So I think for me at that time when I kind of came across those Keith Kalfas videos, what resonated for me was, I think, is that it reminded me, Keith, his enthusiasm reminded me of me when I started my lawn care business. I've talked about the, you know, how I've had a bunch of different businesses and all that sort of stuff. And I've talked about the conversation that I've had with somebody who was a successful entrepreneur as well. And we were talking about business sort of stuff. And, you know, I was kind of describing the marketing and all that sort of stuff. And he mentioned, and, you know, the different businesses I've started. And he kind of looked at me and he's like, oh, you love the chase. Right. And it kind of clicked for me, like, yeah, I do love that. Like, I do love that starting stage of a business, the endless possibilities that you see when you first envision that business, and the, you know, the marketing, and you get that all together, and the branding and all. I love that part of it, that startup phase, that, you know, part of it. So as you get on, as your business gets more established, it gets easier in a sense. Like I say, like for me, route density and, you know, credit cards on file and customers that are loyal and you know, have them for years, all that stuff is great. But you also get some monotony, and you get some boredom creep in, and you get some other things that start to happen that can build up from time to time, like it did for me back then. I'm going to say this was probably would have been maybe 2013, 2014, around that time. So yeah, you get that kind of build up. So that at that point, that would have been like the 8 or 9 year mark of my business. So, and then I discovered those Keith Kalfas videos, and I basically kind of, like, you know, Netflix and chill, right? I kind of binge watched a whole bunch of his videos, and like I said, his enthusiasm and all that sort of stuff. Like, I remember him, you know, there's a couple of videos, but I remember one where he was sitting in his truck, and he was, you know, pointing his camera at a house and talking about the trees in front of the house and how much he quoted to trim those trees. And he was so excited that he got this job and that it was more at that point than he had even ever had charged for a job like that, to do those trees. And just his enthusiasm about it, like I said, it just reminded me of me in the beginning. And I think that's where it kind of clicked for me at that point through that burnout was, you know, those endless possibilities, that beginning, it all comes with gratitude. With those first jobs, you're so happy with all that stuff, and you kind of lose that as your business grows and develops. Or at least it can be very easy to lose that as, you know, you start to get, you know, I always talk about that teeter-totter, right? On one side of the teeter-totter, when you're starting out, you've got more work, or sorry, you've got more time than you have work. As your business grows and develops and becomes more, you know, efficient and you know, you get more clients and all that sort of stuff, then you start to have more work than you have time. And so in the beginning, when you have lots of time but few jobs, those first jobs you get, when you start to get those jobs and you start to charge more or whatever the different phases you go, whether it's you discover that, hey, all these customers have to, you know, I've got to raise my prices, for example, and raise those across the board. So you go through a year and you're like, okay, I'm going to raise all my prices at the beginning of the year. You put out your estimates, you raise the prices, and, you know, all these customers come back, and they come back at this new price. And then you have this, this feeling of like you're at this new level, this new plateau, that you learned something, that you're growing, that your business is growing. You have this gratitude that just comes with it. And with that, you have the joy inside of you for what you're doing, that you're working on your own and all that sort of stuff. So as you go and your business becomes more efficient and, you know, that teeter-totter starts to tip, it's very easy to lose the gratitude, or at least to forget about the gratitude. So, you know, when I got to that 8-9 year mark, things were doing well. I had already switched from, you know, going from working with a franchise company and owning that franchise and then deciding after 5 years to go on my own. So I was already sort of 4 years at that point on my own. And, you know, I've talked about how I thought it would take 3 years or so going to my own brand and all that sort of stuff, but literally took, you know, a few months in the first spring under my own name because of the preparation and the time I had taken throughout that winter to do all the branding and all stuff. And it was just all clicking. Like everything was just coming together better than I would have you know, imagined. So this was already 4 years in. Things are like going right. But then you kind of get that monotony of it, right? You let those other things creep in, the weather and the things like that, the things you don't, you know, minor, sometimes minor annoyances, sometimes bigger annoyances, but some things can get on your, you know, your mind, and it can build up bigger than what it is sometimes. And sometimes you just need to take a break. Sometimes you just need to reset. And I found that, you know, that watching those videos with Keith really reminded me to why I started, why I wanted to have a lawn care business in the first place. You know, what was it? Why at this point, you know, in 2013, 2014, whatever the case may be, was I feeling burnt out? Was I feeling like I wanted to do something different? Was I feeling just, you know, done with it all? And then I think, okay, well, how did I get into this? How did I get into lawn care? How did I get into this, right? And then I think about those stories that I've told on this podcast about, you know, working for it was a Chrysler dealer as a parts driver. And I was delivering auto parts to different body shops and things like that, fenders and hoods and all sorts of stuff to all different mechanic shops and body shops and things like that. and I had to drive around town, and there was this one little sort of independently owned little service station, gas station type thing, which, you know, you don't see too many of these days, where it's like literally like two gas pumps and, you know, a couple of mechanic bays, shops, hoists and stuff in the middle of this residential neighborhood. And it was a nice neighborhood on top of that. And so I had to cut through town to get to this one little independent shop that was kind of like, for me, it was kind of a weird spot out of the way, like in the middle of this residential neighborhood in sort of the kind of higher end rich, you know, part of town, whereas most of the parts I was delivering was always like in the industrial areas, to like all the auto body shops and things like that, where all the, you know, kind of industrial areas are. So this one shop was like in this nice area. So I was cutting through and I would see, all these landscape companies working on these nice homes and they're mowing the lawns and all stuff. And I just saw that freedom of that, because here I am working, you know, as a parts driver, I was making like minimum wage or whatever the case may was at the time. And, you know, I'm being told when to go to work and what days and where to drive and all that sort of stuff. And they're, you know, keeping track of you and all this, you know, things like that. And my dream was always like trying to find. Before that, I had tried some different businesses and, you know, nothing ever worked out. So I was still always having to rely on working on other jobs and stuff, right? So driving through that, you know, on a nice day and seeing some lawn care companies working, and I just saw the freedom of that. And I saw the possibilities that lawn care could be for me. So, you know, that was that initial spark. That initial spark that I felt of all of the possibilities, all of the potential that lawn care can bring. And that's what I saw watching Keith Kalfas' videos, was the potential and possibilities that this, you know, was bringing to him as he realized, as Keith realized pricing different jobs and stuff like that, that, you know, he was pricing these trees in this particular video more, you know, he was just so excited. He was sitting in his truck at this one point, like I said, he pointed his camera at these trees and he's like, I think there was three trees. And he's like, I just quoted like $1,500 to trim those three trees. I've never quoted $1,500 to do a job before. And they said, yes, like I've never made that much money on a job before. Like he was beside himself that he was able to charge that, and realizing, you know, kind of his worth, that he sort of had this mindset, before previously sort of a more of a sort of a broke mindset, and kind of figuring and kind of learning that, hey, you know, you got to charge what you're worth. You got to know your numbers, all that sort of stuff. He was coming to age, let's say, of that discovery of learning about his own business and his own worth and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, seeing this as a person who was, when I discovered his videos, I was already, you know, in business for myself for 9 years already, doing the job that, you know, 9 years earlier, at least, I can't remember exactly when it was that I was, you know, driving the parts truck and seeing those lawns and thinking about, you know, the dream of like, hey, lawn care could be a thing for me. Like that could be something like it. That looks so awesome to be by your, you know, out there mowing lawns, you know, on your own schedule, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I saw that when it, or at least it brought me back to that point, when watching Keith's enthusiasm reminded me of me during that, when I kind of the light bulb went off for me, thinking about lawn care as a possibility for me. Sort of the potential that I saw. So for me, that immediately, like I said, I started to binge watch his videos and all that sort of stuff with gratitude for seeing that what I had already, what, you know, I was focusing on, all of the stuff I didn't like in the business, the weather and, you know, all the other things that can happen for you, and it'll be different for everybody. Instead of focusing in on the things that I loved about lawn care, and being grateful for being able to do that, being grateful for being able to not have to work for anybody else again. At that point, right? It was 9 years, like. In, you know, most circumstances, like, I had made it. I had survived. Most businesses don't survive, like, a year, let alone 2-3 years and all that sort of stuff. Most people, you know, had to go get a job or have a different job or whatever the case may be, multiple jobs. Here I was 9 years in as a, you know, successful lawn care business owner. I had purchased a franchise the first 5 years. I decided to start my own brand, after that, for the next 4 years, everything was, it wasn't a lack of customers. It wasn't a lack of work or things like that. It was just the other things that you can get overwhelmed with that build up, that make you tired, that make you, all those sorts of things that can overwhelm you, and you lose focus in on those things that you love about it, right? You lose focus on thinking about, well, you know, I could, you know, what do I love? What did I love about lawn care? I loved being my own boss. I loved setting my own hours. I loved not having to schedule vacation times for my family and waiting for that to be approved, and having to kind of plan around that and, you know, missing, you know, out on stuff like that. I loved not having to work at night, shift work and things like that. I loved being able to walk my kids to school. I loved being able to have the freedom to skip lunch, work through the day, and be done by 2 o'clock in the afternoon because that's when my kids were off school. So I would literally start after 9 o'clock, because my kids, their school, it was like 8:30, they had to be at school. So I would drop them off at 8:30, get home, get ready to go out, start mowing lawns. I would work through the day, skip lunch, and then be done by 2 o'clock because I had to pick them up at 2 o'clock. And that was it. That was my day for years. That's how I ran a lawn care business from basically 9 till 2 every day, because that was my duty, right? And that's what I loved, the freedom to be able to do that, to be able to walk my kids to school and pick up my kids every single day. I remember walking my kids to school all the way up to grade 7, my son up to grade 7. And of course, at grade 7, he was taller than me and, didn't need me to walk him to school. But because we had the family dog and all that sort of stuff, it was just a way to, hey, take the dog for a walk and stuff like that. I'll, you know, walk you to school and all stuff. Of course, you know, when you're in grade 7, you're... You know, you don't need your dad to walk you to school and stuff, but it was like, hey, I'm walking you to school because we're walking the dog and all that sort of stuff. And then I'll go to work and all that. The difference was when they were in like those grades, grade 7, grade 6, even all that sort of stuff, I didn't need to finish at 2. I could start, you know, extending my days and working till 4 and all that stuff because they would just walk home by themselves. And go inside the house and all that sort of stuff. So there was that part of it. But I think that was the biggest thing for me, biggest breakthrough for me, And I've told Keith Kalfas this in the past as well, on an interview that I did with him many years ago, kind of explaining that to him, that his videos kind of were that breakthrough for me, discovering his videos. They are also, it was, when you think about it, it was at that time, because of that, that re-energized me, that kind of invigorated me, the whole having that gratitude attitude, basically, of instead of focusing in all of the stuff that's stressing you out about your business and all that sort of stuff, focusing in on all the stuff you love about your business and what it is, why you're in business, for what are the reasons that you're in business in the first place. What is it about doing a lawn care business versus getting another job for somebody else? What's the alternative? Why did you choose to do the lawn care business? Like I said, for me, it was that freedom, being able to walk my kids to school. It was being able to, you know, be my own boss. It was being able to not have to worry about, scheduling vacation time or working evenings or even working weekends. I loved camping. And it was like every time I, you know, had a shift job or something like that, I always had to work the weekends. So it was always like that was an issue too. Could never go camping, could never go and, you know, do things like that with my wife and kids and things like that. So, and then the kids, as they got older, then there was sports and soccer and all that stuff. And that was always on the weekends. And I would miss all of that. If it wasn't for lawn care, and running my own lawn care business. So, you know, it's given me so much, in terms of what I value, above all, and that's family, and that time with my family and my kids and stuff like that. Those are the things that I believe you should focus on. Everybody this day and age, they're all chasing money. They're all, trying to get the biggest house and trying to get, all that crazy stuff and the fancy cars and all that. And I guarantee you there's no joy in that. Once you get those things, they will be nice for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, but eventually you will find them empty. Your family is where the true joy is, your family and friends. You're never going to, be on your deathbed and think that, I'm so glad I've got so much money in the bank. I can guarantee you, you're not going to be saying that, but you will say, I'm so glad I took every opportunity to be with my kids, to be with my family, to walk them to school, to have those memories, to, do all those sorts of things. And so when you start to focus on all those things that you're grateful for, it starts to ease that burnout, starts to ease that anxiety, starts to ease all that. And for me, it was a breakthrough. It literally, not only did it reinvigorate me and stuff for lawn care, but it also is what basically kicked off the journey for this podcast, kicked off the journey for, what's led to YouTube and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. All of that, what are we, 457 episodes in on this podcast, and 400 and something videos, at least on YouTube and Instagram, thousands of posts and things like that. And none of that would have happened if I hadn't discovered those Keith Kalfas videos. So that kind of pulled me out of that burnout that I was going through at that time. So hopefully that helps any of you guys that might be going through that sort of stuff. It seems to be a normal, you know, a normal part of being a business owner, that those ups and downs, it's like a roller coaster. You know, there's going to be some really good times, but there's also going to be bad times. There's also going to be those times where you lose focus on those things, and it can creep up on you, you know, so slowly, little by little, day by day. And the next thing you know, you're feeling it, the lack of sleep, the anxiety, the panic attacks and things like that. And, you know, you're just exhausted. There's just so much work. Everything's overwhelming. You're trying to handle 500 things at once, and you just want to, you know, take a rest and take a break and stuff. And instead of focusing on that, to remember to focus in on why you're doing this in the first place. What do you love about lawn care? What do you love about your business? And start to think about that. Start to be thankful for that. And that will absolutely ease all of the stress and all of those feelings that you think about that. And to go about it that way. And if you are one who is religious or spiritual, that can help as well, to just put it in God's hands. Just to say, hey, I'm having trouble with this. Lord, help me with, you know, all of these things that, you know, I can't seem to handle myself at this time. It's just overwhelming for me. Help me with it. And that's another thing that can really help, especially if you, with anxiety and panic attacks and things like that, to just basically... Just pray, be with God. I know that helps me. Anytime I've had anxiety and panic attacks, and I have had my share of those. And those are the things that I do. I just sort of meditate on praying and God's word and talking to the Lord and having Him help me through it. And hopefully that can help you guys that may be going through those sorts of things, whether it's in your lawn care business or any other times where you're feeling overwhelmed and burnt out and going just through those stresses that can just creep up on you. So that's it for this one, guys. Here's to wishing you guys all overwhelming success and freedom in your lawn care business. Bye for now.